Hot Shots Edwardsville, are you ready for TMA Live?
Oh, taste me.
Yes.
Taste me.
Welcome to TMA Live with the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Live from Hot Shots in Edwardsville. Broadcasting through the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. TMA Live is brought to you by Bud Select. Now, here's Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Jay Randolph Jr.
Doug, I got to get right into the show. I hate to do this because I got so much to say.
All right, get into it.
But we are at Hot Shots in Edwardsville, and it's TMA Live. Hello again, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
But we have breaking news.
What?
Mike Lee has just walked in, and he is very comfortable with Carly.
Yeah.
Very comfortable with Carly. And he's staring down Iggy as he gets very comfortable with
him. He is.
Look at this. Oh, he's waving him off like Norm Stewart when he didn't like a call.
Carly.
Oh, he just slipped him off. Doug, he just slipped him off.
I saw that. Come on, Mike.
Carly looks real comfortable,
down,
too.
Buddy.
She does, although she did just kind of say that's enough. But other than that, it's very hot right now. Jennings, it's very hot.
It's just getting started.
It is just getting started. Cletus is here. Hello, Cletus.
Hey, this is Mike.
Uh-oh.
He brought a birthday cake.
There's a birthday cake. Doug, what do we have here?
It looks like a birthday cake is what it is. Well, it's taped down. It says... Okay.
Happy birthday.
Okay,
it says
we don't
Doug
really
has a little peanut. That's what the birthday cake says.
No, it what a shame.
Oh, my God. That's a great...
Cat went right to the phone.
Take pictures of that.
Buck Swope is on it, fortunately.
Oh, wow.
He is here
hysterical.
To cover it. Swope, you're going to want to get a reverse angle to get the font. It says, Doug has a little peanut, and that's a birthday cake.
Let's get started with the suspension log.
Right out of the gate.
Right
he's suspended.
Cletus has been suspended.
Cletus got suspended. Cletus is pleading
ignorance. Period of 2 days' time. His name, even as we speak, is going into the Hot Shots.
He's up here protesting, Doug.
You delivered it. You delivered it, mister.
Wow.
I'm writing his name down with an ink pen. An ink pen I got from Wright Business Products. They will brand all of your business products.
That's
hey,
a
thank
nice
you, Wrightsy.
That's nice.
Right there. Yep.
So Mike has his arm around Carly. Yep. He's flipping off Iggy. Iggy's got flow, man. Jennings, check out Iggy's flow.
He looks like Dog the Bounty Hunter. I hadn't seen him in a couple weeks.
You know.
It's just, you're unbelievable.
A week from tonight, he's with Carly at Lady Gaga, which is really the reason.
For the problems.
For this.
Mike's upset again. Mike just heard that.
He doesn't like hearing about this, the concert.
But, I mean, we got to cover the news.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what's going on.
And the Beer
Doug.
Cats are going, too, right?
The Beer Cats are going.
Yeah.
Janie the lesbian, she is going. You didn't know this?
I didn't know that.
And the Viking Queen is coming to town.
Wow.
Tim,
wow.
I know you haven't done the captain's log yet.
I haven't. Four Seasons Penske Truck captain's log.
But before you, I mean, you start with breaking news.
Yeah, I had to.
I think as journalists, we need to hear from Mike and Carla now.
Wow.
I mean, before we go any further, Doug, that's
the news angle.
Inverted pyramid, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you
got
to go for the big
that's
story.
That's Missouri J School right there, Doug.
Somebody's a journalist. Yeah, well
done. So I think we should do that.
Where is the Plowhawk with the microphone?
He moves a little
slow. Plowhawk, you probably got to go over there to keep Iggy and Mike. Carly, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Carly is here. Say hello to Carly.
Hey, guys, what's
Hello,
up?
Carly.
And Mike has his arm. Mike will not talk.
No. Oh, his lips are sealed. Those lips are sealed.
He will not talk.
He's got nothing to say.
But, right. Mike, why are you mad at us? We ain't done nothing wrong. Still won't talk.
Sealed lips.
Shut it down.
Still won't talk. Jennings, you see that?
Yeah.
Plowhawk, what's that? What does that mean, Jay?
I'm not sure.
That means your table's ready. Mike, can I ask you this question? Do you think the Cardinals will get Stanton?
No. Mike and I ought to do a show together. That's kind of the same approach I have. Carly, Mike was just putting his arm around you. What was he saying to you? Because he has taken an oath of silence, it seems, here.
I think his mouth tried to touch my mouth.
How'd you feel about that?
I swerved. We're not at that step in our relationship yet, and I'm trying to take it slow, Mike Lee.
All right, seems fair.
You need
he
to
seems
pump
like
the brakes.
He's fine with that.
Seems
but like. as a great American woman, how do you feel about tearing apart a relationship between Iggy
Mike Lee, Mike Lee, and this program, which he's been a part of for so long.
What does that
Table
sound
four is ready. Table four. How does that make you feel? Because I know it wasn't the goal, but here we are in a broken relationship with Mike Lee.
I mean, what, Iggy and Mike, were they in like a romantic situation?
Yeah, God, that'd be hot.
I wouldn't go that. I don't know that it's fair to go that far.
That's hot.
Yeah. Well, that's weird.
But what about Mike and the show? Because now he's here, and we love Mike, and we want him back as a part of the show, but he will not speak to us.
Doug,
Mike,
what does that mean?
Why don't you listen anymore?
Table for two, Johnson.
You know what? I don't know. I don't know what his deal is. These are his personal choices, and I have no say in it.
Wow. Yeah.
He does what he wants. He's done 590.
He's his own man.
He is.
Why do I feel like Jerry Springer? A little bit.
No, I understand that. Yeah.
It's an interesting outfit you're sporting tonight, Carly.
Now he's got a beer.
Did you notice the outfit?
I think she looks lovely.
It's a little cooler outside right now.
There's a nape in the air.
Right, but she has a coat on. But would it be right to call that a belly shirt?
All right,
or
Jay.
A belly sweater? No.
Well, Carly, you're in wonderful shape.
Right?
You have a nice flat stomach.
Yeah.
If you're proud of it, show it off. That's what I say, Doug. That's why Doug has
What's
a bulge.
The temperature,
did
Doug?
You see Doug's bulge earlier?
You don't need this, do you? You really don't need this. Well, it's an interesting play.
What is your point that this is my belly button?
No, this time of year,
you have a belly button fetish.
You know what this is? Do you know what this body part is?
That is the earlobe.
Oh, good job.
Earlobe.
You're on top of it.
Jennings, do you like belly buttons? Do you like feet and belly buttons?
I don't. I just noticed her belly button was showing.
Yeah, get off his back.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Camel toe.
Oh,
but I wasn't going to say anything about it.
My goodness.
Camel toe? Nurse? Doug? Do something.
I'd like to suspend somebody, but I don't know who.
Go back to Cletus. He's drinking a glass of wine. Well, there's a whole thing. Iggy, what do you think of this situation? Because you and Mike are close to each other right now. Your reaction to Mike not wanting to talk on the show.
Well, I've kept my mouth shut the whole time. I haven't said anything.
Right.
I'm taking Carly to Gaga. We're going to have a good time. That's the only thing I'll say.
That's all that's going on.
And it raises the question, him, what you gonna do about him?
I think I harmonized well.
Sounded really good, guys.
I let it all on. I let the cat and the texters bring it up.
What is that? The controversy?
Yeah, it's not a controversy.
How
long have we known each other?
Are you insinuating that I stir things up? Is that
no,
what you're...
No, not at all.
No, all right.
That's good.
No, Carly and I are friends, and we're going to enjoy Gaga together.
Yeah, I'm going to wear a pork steak dress.
Are you really?
That's what you're going to do? You are going to wear the pork steak dress?
Yes.
That'll look good.
Thank you.
You don't know any of the other people who are part of this group, correct? We asked you on the show yesterday. You don't know, like, Jenny the Lesbian or the Beer Cats or the Scott Sprinkle Ballsack family, correct?
No.
You just know Iggy.
And Doug and his peanut.
All right. Well,
Carly just brought up, well, I mean, it is right here on the,
I didn't bring any peanuts.
No, it says it right there. Swope got a picture of it. It's a great picture.
It's just awful.
Am I still answering the question?
Yes, go ahead. Oh. Sorry. Stop snapping at us.
I know Andy. I know Seymour. Are you the cat?
I'm Jim. Hi.
Yeah.
Jim Hayes, Fox Sports Midwest. Say 18 years? 17 years?
Going on 18.
Yeah.
And that's Footboy.
Footboy.
I'll take it.
I kind of like that.
It seems you've been cast in a role you're not comfortable with here. Am I correct in that?
What would that role be?
Well, you're in the crosshairs now. Everyone's asking you questions, and you...
I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Doug, what's going on?
I don't know either.
All right. Well, we're all hoping that you have a good time at Lady Gaga and that you don't end up with a huge whiff of chloroform.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's endearing.
I think you'll be fine.
Mike, is there any way I can get you to come over here? Absolutely not.
No. Oh, boy, look at that face.
Boy, I'm telling you,
He's
Jack.
He's upset.
I am telling you.
Sorry, Mike.
Now, Cletus is trying to make it work. Mike is just Mike just waved off Cletus and
Mike.
He just left the facility. He just left the facility.
You should go talk to him.
I need to.
He cares for you.
This is weird.
Now the Plowhawk is here. Plowhawk, what's going on? What can you see that we can't see? I see Buck Swope is taking pictures from the men's room.
Yeah.
I just saw that.
That's not too creepy.
It's important to have your furnace checked every year so you're not left out in the cold come winter. I recommend Design Air, who have been serving the St. Louis area since 1904. Schedule your fall furnace check today, 314-739-1600, designairservice.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The holidays are right around the corner. We all know what that means. Parties and gifts. This year, don't let all the gift giving end up on the credit cards. Credit card debt is evil. With mortgage interest rates this low, there's never been a better time to do a cash out refinance. Even better, we do it without any out-of-pocket cost, and you can skip 2 months of mortgage payments. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich. Apply online today for your cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
The taste of Major Peter's Bloody Mary mix is bigger, bolder, thicker, and performs better than its wussy, watered-down competitors. It holds up better to vodka and ice. That's because it's made from over 90% real tomato juice, not limp, lame vegetable juice. Made right here in the STL, award-winning Major Peter's is the official Bloody Mary of the morning after. Maximize flavor in a major way with Major Peter's. Look for it at Deerbrook, Schnucks, Shop and Save, Randall's, Friar Tuck's, Lucas Liquor, and Total Wine, Major Peter's Bloody Mary Mix, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill presents...
Iggy, say it ain't so.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy, no.
Iggy's Drops of the Week.
You know, big time, big owl in his town. That ain't happening.
You sperm-bloated donkey rectum?
Now there's a hint of lesbianic activity in the air.
Pretty good, huh? I think they're going to do some things this year, huh?
Remember we're cuddling?
We don't have to be a stripper to take your shoe off, do you?
That was the top 3P of all time.
Paint me like one of your French girls, bro.
Describe that South boy.
Well, okay, do you really want to get into this big guy?
The Cuck Studio's gone unused, hasn't it?
My boy breasts?
A 60-year-old man stuck in the body of a woman?
Were the girls impressed with the size of your engorgement?
Yeah, I've humped his basement. Yeah.
We're right. Golden-throated.
I got a plow boner right now.
Well, obviously, he wants your ass.
Talking about undercarriages?
Thoughts? Girls want to be like you, and guys want to be in you.
That was Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by The Post.
Stay posted, my friends.
Hey, Blues fans. Catch the weekly Blues Report with my partner, Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly.
What's the newest Scotch whiskey taking the world by storm? Monkey Shoulder, the official Scotch of the Morning After. With a cheeky disregard for tradition and a commitment to unconventional serves, Monkey Shoulder looks to bring great Scotch whiskey to a new generation of whiskey drinkers. It's 100% malt whiskey, a unique blend of three single malts, creating a smooth and versatile flavor like no other. Monkey Shoulder tastes just as good on the rocks as it does mixed into a fresh cocktail. Monkey Shoulder Whiskey, not the original whiskey like Doug, more original than that, like me.
Please enjoy Monkey Shoulder responsibly.
We're here for Foot Fetish Friday. I mean, that's why we're here. Isn't that why you're here? This gentleman right here up front, Doug.
Front row.
Getting a little excited.
Front row.
Let me dial it back just a little bit.
Do we only have professionals or do we have
Iggy, what do we have
people?
For Foot Fetish Friday?
You know I'm partial to the real people.
I got a text this afternoon, and I sent it to Timmy, and I told Jay that the text said, Iggy, I have four girls for you right now.
Wow.
So and it may be more, but at least four, and I told him to get here about 7:30, so.
Do we have any general public girls?
No, they're all real people, Jay. Just
no, you
people
know what I'm,
they
you
have
know
different
what I'm
jobs
saying. You know
all.
What I'm saying. They're more
I mean, if I'm looking out on the audience, I would say there's at least like three women here.
Yeah. Well, then you're not talking about the VIP
well, I don't think the audience.
Area.
I don't think the audience cares what kind of feet they are.
Yeah,
they just want
Jay,
to see feet.
But Jay is interested in maybe both sides of that fence.
It'll be
interesting to see.
And I guess if we're giving away a necklace, they would maybe some
that's
girls
right.
here.
No, this Vince is just Zagara not a choice. Necklace.
What is it?
What do we
this
have
This is
here?
A Vince Zagara pearl necklace.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's what that is.
Wow.
Real
Merry
pearls?
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. Wow.
That's the kind that Lucy used to wear in I Love Lucy.
She sure did. Ethel never got to wear it.
She never did she?
Well, there probably are some girls here that would like to compete for
well,
that.
Well, see, all I'm saying is from time to time we've had what I consider a professional, a porn star.
Right. Ariana Marie was the best you ever worked with.
Yeah, probably.
It was Seika.
Well, Seika was, that was reminiscing is what that was. But, you know, the girl next door is always nice.
Right.
What about right here, Jennings?
she ran to get out of the way. She ran.
Did you see that?
I said, what am I right here getting? And she jetted.
She just ran and ran and ran.
I'm telling you. Well, we are giving away Blues tickets for Saturday night. We need three contestants right up here, if you would. Blues tickets on the line. It's time for TMA Trivia. Come on up. The water's warm. There's the hipster Tire Group South, but I think he's just crossing. He's just crossing. Right. He's running a crossing
pattern.
He's a
vile, vile little guy.
I like that guy.
Oh, he's a vile, vile little guy.
The hipster?
Is Brian, who's the one, like, five in a row going to play? Is he here?
I didn't
the
see
high
him.
High school teacher.
I didn't see him.
Horton,
I don't know. This may have been a long trip for him.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Certainly was for some of us.
All right, we have two. We need a third contestant. All right, we have three now.
We have three.
They're too far away. We can't.
Come on up here, boys. Doug, hi, from the kid in the sweater. I'll wave. Texts are coming in, 855-282-8255.
Sweater boy. I don't see sweater boy.
Hey, Andy, we're getting requests to turn the speakers up. I don't know if that's something we can control. There it is.
VIP area.
Yeah, VIP wants to hear it. The Ballsack family. Sir, your name is?
I'm the Cracker Barrel menu savant.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
That's the Cracker Barrel.
Nicely done.
Cracker Barrel menu savant.
That's right.
He's new.
And you are, sir?
I'm the Irreverent Reverend.
That's the Irreverent.
The Irreverent Reverend. He's new.
And you are?
Schwarzkopf.
Doug, this is General Schwarzkopf.
We've had him before.
Never heard of him. Is he any kin?
That's right. Let me get the scoreboard going here.
So Brian will not defend his title tonight. He's won like five in a row.
Well, we're too far for. We're too far away.
He is very good.
Cracker Barrel menu savant.
That's a little long, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, okay.
All right, TMA Trivia. Blues tickets on the line for Saturday night's game. Cracker Barrel menu savant, you get to lead things off.
All right.
And I am saying them, correct?
Yes.
The first one is this. What the hell is Year of the Ricky?
What the hell is Year of the Ricky?
Cracker Barrel menu savant. Who said it?
I'm going to go with Doug Vaughn.
Andy, do you have any information for me?
What the hell is Year of the Ricky?
There it
sounded
is.
Like me.
That sounded like you.
All right, we'll give him a point.
Thanks for the clue, savant. Doug. Thanks.
Well, I didn't know. I just wanted to make sure you heard it.
I didn't know who Year of the Ricky was.
It's
Keisha Gray's ex, and Keisha's having a tough time on Twitter the last couple weeks. Have you noticed that?
Thank you for updating everybody.
Yeah, my God, I'm telling you. All right, Irreverent Reverend, here you go. Come on already, this is nonsense. Come on already, this is nonsense.
Could be so many.
Yeah, it really could be.
Podcast guy.
Hey, watch your language, Brett.
Yeah, CMS, you might have to get on the edit right there.
He did it.
Yeah.
Podcast guy.
The Irreverent.
I'm going to put
Irreverent.
You on the clock, Irreverent Reverend, and in five, the Irreverent. Four, Reverend. Three.
Just guess somebody. Sorry, just look around and guess somebody.
Guess somebody.
There's only a few of us.
Bob Fesco.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. General Schwarzkopf, a chance for you to get on the board right here.
General wants a T.O.
Yes.
I thought he wanted a T.O.
I can't really hear you right now.
You're all right, General.
Your watch is awfully big.
Can you repeat that?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
He's got to have it. Splousy, get something from him, will you?
Come on already. This is nonsense.
Come on already. This is nonsense.
Nice.
I like it better when Doug says it. It sounds better.
I'm going to go.
Come on, buddy. Iggy?
I'm sorry. An opportunity for the Cracker Barrel menu savant to get 2 points.
I'm going
to
go with Jason Barrett.
Wow, Doug, this guy's a force. He is correct. Take a listen. Wow.
Come on already. This is nonsense.
Boy. Yeah,
sure
that's
is.
Two.
Couldn't have said it better.
This guy could be a force. What's it going to be like if Brian and the Cracker Barrel menu savant meet in December?
Classic East Side, West Side rivalry forming.
The action is now on you, General Schwarzkopf.
Sure is.
Oh me, oh my, it made me warm in the pant. Oh me, oh my, it made me warm in me pant.
I'm going to go with Tim.
No, I'm sorry. And an opportunity now for the Cracker Barrel menu savant to really take control.
I'm going to go with Tunnels 12,000.
No, I'm sorry.
Good
and
answer.
Now the Irreverent Reverend.
Cucky?
No, I'm sorry. Andy, go ahead and play.
Oh me, oh my, it made me warm in me pant.
That was taken out of context.
Hold on. How could that be taken out of context?
I was repeating.
How could that be taken out of context?
I was repeating something to make sure I heard it correctly.
You are the sea monster. Sounded directly correct
I didn't
to
that
me.
Was me.
The sea monster.
That was me.
This is kind of like when somebody calls in a ruling watching a golf tournament.
Uh-oh.
The sea monster has briefed me that when Doug was saying it, he was reading a Cucky email, and so we will accept Cucky as...
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, that's that's like having Tommy O'Toole here.
So do we take one away from the menu savant?
Nicely done,
Do we have to take the point away?
He didn't get that one. He just got it on this one.
All right, don't snap it.
Doug, you're getting snapped at that.
All right, go ahead.
Question number four, Cracker Barrel menu savant. The show advanced at that moment.
I'm going to go with Buck T. Swope.
Andy, do you happen to have...
The show advanced at that moment.
Buck like
that,
Swope right there.
It became a better thing after that Symphony of Drums. I feel like he advanced the concept of what the morning after could be in that moment.
We're just sitting around a table.
Jennings.
He's right. Wow, what happened there? That was back to back. We had the girl with the pretty
face. What's going on? I feel like I'm in Milan.
They were big in Edwardsville.
This is now 3 points for you, Cracker Barrel menu savant. An opportunity here. I eat Lena's off my stepdad's chest.
Yeah, that could be anybody, too.
Tunnels?
No, I'm sorry. General Schwartzman.
How's it going?
General.
Don't ad lib.
I like this guy.
I'm just a polite guy.
The general making friends everywhere.
What do you have?
I'm going to go Tim.
No, I'm sorry. An opportunity here for the Cracker Barrel menu.
Let's go with Plowsy.
No, I'm sorry. And are we clear on this? We are clear. We can accept. No, nobody gets a point there. Andy, go ahead.
Tim, I eat Lena's off my stepdad's chest.
Right. The cat.
Now, I hope.
You don't remember that either, do you?
No. I hope and believe.
We do a lot of these shows in an absolute fog. Have no idea what was said.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something the cat would say.
How did that happen, cat?
He doesn't remember it.
I don't remember saying it.
None of us remember any of these things.
I believe that the studio is full of gas. Some sort of nitrous.
Some altering.
Action on you, General Schwarzkopf.
All right, Schwartzy.
Thank you. Thank you for the delicious boner.
That's Tim.
Andy, do you happen to have the...
That's Tim. Thank you. Sure. Thank you for the delicious boner.
Okay, you know what, Schwartzy. Doug? That's correct, Schwarzkopf. You're on the board. And I was reading a wonderful email penned by the hipster of Tower Grove South. And he's a fan favorite, Doug. You might not like him, but he's a fan favorite.
He's a little vermin.
Number seven. Oh, your dad has seen every inch of me. Oh, your dad has seen every inch of me.
It's got to be Doug. I'll go with Doug.
Andy, do you happen to have Jennings? There's another participant.
Yep.
Boy, your dad's seen every inch of me.
Lord.
It's not what it seems.
I don't understand.
I was quoting. I was in line at El Ranchero in Colombia, that place where everybody goes after you drink.
Yeah.
In Colombia, you eat before you go home. Right. I'm in line there with several of the other fathers. It's Parents' Day.
Oh, stop lying to the people.
It was Parents' Day for the fraternity. And one of the parents in line was an OBGYN.
Uh-huh.
And one of the ladies who had got her food came up to him and said, oh, there's a guy who delivered my two children. And turns to his son and said, your father has seen every inch of me.
Nobody's buying it.
That's how it happened.
Nobody's buying it.
I didn't dance with any of these people. No.
I thought maybe you danced with
Number eight, it's the Irreverent Reverend. What's the score, Doug? Is this Cracker Barrel menu
style? It's three for Cracker, one for the Reverend, and one for Schwartzkopf.
Number eight, you could use this one here. Put your tongue in that dark hole.
No. No.
There's a quote.
Ah. No. No.
I'm going to say Tim.
It's a good guess, but it's not correct. General Schwarzkopf. Look out, here comes Big
I don't
Al.
Like the question.
What's going on in the bathroom?
Good to see Al.
Really?
I don't know. There could be some sales.
I see that. You look good.
Repping the club.
Hi, Al.
What just happened?
What this guy?
This is not the best place we could have set up in this bar. I'm sorry. You shouldn't do a radio program with half of us actually in the restroom proper.
I make this guy's running to the... I may get up in a minute and go.
General Schwarzkopf.
Ooh. I don't know. This is a tough one, eh? I don't know.
The Canadian.
Yeah, the Canadian Schwarzkopf. I got to put you on the clock.
How's it going, guys?
Jennings, what's going on?
I'm afraid.
I'm going to go with Tunnels.
No, I'm sorry. An opportunity for the Cracker Barrel menu.
Is it Franco Pinion?
No, I'm sorry. Take a listen.
Good promotion.
Put your tongue in that dark hole.
Yeah. Come on, Plowser.
There he is. Yeah.
Nobody gets a point there. General Schwarzkopf, an opportunity for you. You filthy boy whore. Doug, this could be
you
like
can't
10
say
people.
These things on the radio.
I feel like I've heard this a lot on the show.
Yeah.
About that's, boy whores.
That's got to be.
I'm just going to go with Tim.
No.
No, I'm sorry. An opportunity.
That one's Frank O'Pinion.
Doug, take a listen.
That's right. You filthy boy whore.
He sounds good, too.
He does. He sounds good.
Well, for what he's getting paid, he ought to.
You filthy boy whore. Now that's five? Is that
four?
Four. All right. One more time around here, boys. Let's see what we got here. You can't use any excuses for this tomfoolery. You could clinch it right here, Cracker Barrel Menu Savant.
I'm going to go with Jimmy the Cat.
No, I'm sorry. Irreverent Reverend.
Doug Vaughn.
No, I'm sorry. General Schwarzkopf.
Iggy.
No, I'm sorry. Nobody gets a point. Take a listen.
You can't use any excuses for this tomfoolery.
The wonderful Lisa Ann.
Yeah, that's who.
Lisa Ann. All right, Irreverent Reverend, you need this one. You got to get it. Big purple dillies. Big purple dillies.
Doug Vaughn?
No, I'm sorry. General Schwarzkopf.
I'll go Iggy again on that.
No, I'm sorry. For the win, Cracker Barrel Menu Savant.
I'm going to go with Tim.
No, I'm sorry. Doug, take a listen.
Okay. I know this one.
Big purple dillies.
Brian Hoffman.
Okay, that was a tough one. That's a different show, in fact.
And finally, these guys different. Are some dumb mother effers. A General Schwarzkopf.
That's the guy from Kansas City,
that's
right?
That's the guy from Tennessee.
No, I'm sorry. Cracker Barrel Menu Savant for the win. Clinch it.
Rondo.
You are correct.
Yeah, there it is,
and the Cracker Barrel Menu Savant.
These guys are some dumb mother effers.
Those are a pair of Blues tickets Saturday night. Can you go to the game, Cracker Barrel Menu Savant?
Yep.
Congratulations on the win. A great win. And don't forget, Blues 3 or 5 game holiday packs are now available. And if you purchase a 5-game pack before December 14th, you'll get an extra game for free. More information available at stlouisblues.com. Wow, 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 what a way to start the show.
Is he really going to get the tickets, or is it just a prize?
Yeah, the Seamaster's on it. You know,
his life away.
Jeez, he's really going to get them.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut.
One.
I smoked a lot of weed before this show, and it happened to be a program that was a little off color, you know, and happened to bring in some Hustler Club strippers. And so I was, you know, very horny at the time, and so I was, just moved to St. Louis. You know, I was by myself in the little production area, so nobody was
around.
They call
it Stedman's Cove.
So I was aroused, but yet paying attention, you know. So they brought somebody to run the board while I go in, and they noticed my boner, and it was a really tough time for me.
Cut to
Peoria Plowboy. Doug, he's the best in the business.
No, I mean, I think it's a real person, but I don't believe that was like his real voice.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
no, it is Dave.
Oh, my God. Vocal burn, bro. Wow. Vocal burn.
There's going to be a Lumina heading westbound on 70 here.
Cut
three.
But what I was saying is that I've only seen her once, and we had seats. And we're going to.
What's another conversation going on? Carly.
What?
Who were you talking to just then?
Oh, sorry.
You're doing a live radio interview. Right. Stay focused.
I know, that's what I was telling her.
Oh, okay.
I'm feeling attacked. I don't feel like I'm in a safe space anymore.
Cut.
I'll leave it at the four.
Go ahead and get the fries. What else are you going to get? You don't have just a burger. Get the fries.
Hold them accountable.
Jesus. I'm tired of people ordering burgers here, there, or anywhere else. And not getting the fries. I've had it with that. What are you going to get? Chips? Fritos? Coleslaw? I don't think so. Don't worry about the yield. Wherever you be, you get the fries with the burger.
Cut
five.
Some texts of this program believe that he might, in fact, be a serial killer, having buried his victims in his sunflower garden. Are you concerned about that at all?
Who, Iggy?
Yes.
Oh,
are you worried about me killing you?
Thank you, Iggy.
What a great line, Doug.
Thank you, Iggy.
Has that ever been uttered in the English language?
Maybe not.
Cut
six.
Are you going to the Lady Gaga concert a week?
Not a chance.
Thank
okay,
you.
Calm down. Calm down.
Why?
You know what? You know what's amazing to me? Is the entire reference. Where is she playing anyway? Scottrade?
Mm-hmm.
Where is she playing? Yeah?
Yes.
How is it that Kat, you can only bring... Why would she not wear a Blues jersey?
Good point. You know something, Chaser? Listen, you puckhead. You shut up, you puckhead.
Cut 7.
Oh, my word. You don't think this soup is that good, boy? You don't think this stew is chunky enough for you, you sleazy piece of boy trash? Let's take this dish to the press room and pour some of that hot golden asparagus broth from the JB pot into our stew and really take it to the next level. Twink about it. Add some Tunnels 12,000. And look, the cat, he included a picture. And it like
I know that guy.
That Jennings, nice. There are friends just walking.
That is nice.
I've never seen a restroom situation like we've had here.
That's where we set up.
It's interesting, yeah. She's looking at the menu.
Everyone will go sooner or later.
Yeah, it's kind of the nature.
Right. At least we didn't pick a high traffic area to do the show in.
Because
that wouldn't have made any sense.
Nope.
Just three guys sitting in front of a restroom.
The men's room.
Building their careers.
That could be your next podcast.
Yep. That might be what I do next.
There he is.
Well, Doug, we're not done with the games. I mean, we have Foot Fetish Friday coming up.
All right.
And that's coming your way.
Hello, man. Biff. How you doing, brother?
Biff, how much money? Hello. Where's the
Biff,
microphone?
Tonight, what's the Blues score?
Right there. There's the Plowboy.
What's the
score? How much money do you have on the Blues tonight?
$5,000.
Yeah.
And it's money line?
Yeah.
And so what are you laying? Like -240?
Something like that, yeah.
You don't even know?
You don't know.
Yeah.
Like a donation.
Do you have any other action today?
-1.5.
On the Blues?
He's got both ways.
Just put a teaser on that.
A little teaser. Yeah. What are you teasing hockey?
Well, I just mean a lesser bet, you know.
Right, so it's not a teaser.
Right.
Okay. All right, good talk, son.
Yes, sir. Hey, that was a good trivia.
Thank you.
It was.
Thank you.
Thank you, Biff.
Doug, I'm uncomfortable with the whole exchange.
Are you all right, Biff? Hands off the girl there.
He's trying to grab Mrs. Scott's wrinkled ball sack.
Yes, he was.
Are you participating in Foot Fetish Friday tonight, Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife?
No,
she is not. That was a one-time
thing.
Where is she? She's right there, Jennings. You're a big fan.
What's up,
girl? What do you describe her as?
No, she's a one-time. She gets better every day. She's like a fine wine.
I thought she said she's neat.
Well, she's very neat, but she gets better every day.
Let me tell you something. She's on a lesbian quest.
I don't know. You really feel that way?
Oh, yeah, she is. Can you confirm that for me? Aren't you on a lesbian? Where's the plow?
I love that top, by the way.
Where's the microphone? There.
Somebody get a picture of her top.
Plowhawk's waving her over.
You gotta get away.
Like he's at the Lambert International or Regional, whatever it is, crew. Scott's wrinkled ball sex wife. Oh, look, you got a haircut. Look at that.
Well, you look tremendous. You're doing all right.
And now
girl?
Jennings is making a move.
They seem to be hitting it off.
Yeah.
She knows.
Are you on a lesbian quest? Is that accurate?
Are you really? No, you're not.
I honestly think she is.
I mean, I'm after AM, but.
Doug, that's my wife.
You know.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to get cucked for you and Anna Marie to have a little lesbian.
I mean, how long has that been? It's been like six months.
She was with child for up until two months.
I guess that was your decision.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It'd be kind of weird, wouldn't it?
Should I? Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't provide a pregnant wife for lesbianism. Should I, Jay, or should I?
You're just kind of locked in.
Probably not.
She wants. But I think you made the right decision.
You think?
Probably not.
You guys have never even met. You're just admiring her.
Have you ever said hello to Anna Marie?
No, I haven't had the chance.
Yeah, she hasn't been out because she's been pregnant. Now she has the young tyke.
Have you ever tried that kind of thing before?
Good. Thank you. Wow. My God. Thank you, the cat.
This went unanswered, remember? You weren't there.
Yeah, that's right. So what happened again? Because I need to know. Something happened.
Nothing happened.
Oh, there's no way. That's right. You lied. Okay, I forgot. Now I see that body language again now. So how many times has this happened?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jennings, what about next?
You do understand you're getting better looking every day.
Okay,
don't
Jay. Calm
Jay,
down, man.
Jay, you have said
calm
that.
Calm down.
Thank you.
You are lovely, Mrs. Wrinkled Ballsack.
Thanks.
Are you looking for lesbian play next Thursday night at Lady Gaga? Because it seems like it's going to be a bastion of sapphic activity. That's what they're saying.
Forecast that.
I mean, I guess we'll have to see.
Who are you interested in of the group that is going to be going?
I honestly don't know any of them.
You don't know Janie the Lesbian. Jenny the Lesbian's going along with the Viking Queen.
She's a great gal.
Yeah, but she has her partner with her, right?
Yeah, but I mean... Yeah.
Send him a picture of her feet for me.
I don't know either of them.
All right.
I would have known you guys if you guys were going.
Sorry, we'll be out of town. So
yeah, that would have been my chance.
Do you know Lady, made your move. Lady Beer Cats?
I do not.
Have you ever seen a picture of Lady Beer Cats?
I have not.
She sends snaps to Jennings every now and again. Maybe you could.
Once in a while.
But you're up. You're a good sport, right?
Yeah.
You know you like that, Doug, when somebody's...
Oh, yeah, she's a little pepper pot. You
know. Well, this could be hot. Are you going to the concert?
We are working on it.
Well, Iggy could probably hook you up.
Oh, I'm sure he can.
Yeah, he can. All right. I get the sense you want to leave. That's because he just walked over to the plowboy to give him the microphone.
Not comfortable
and that's
here.
That's why. And now you're sitting down. I don't know what kind of reading.
I don't know what to do.
Do you want to come up here and be a judge for Foot Fetish Friday? We're giving away a lovely pearl necklace.
That might be good.
Be a judge?
You be
that's
a judge.
Right.
I'll help you judge.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a breakthrough.
Wow.
It's
a lot of things going on
baby
here tonight.
Steps.
Right in front of the restroom. You like our setup here right in front of the restroom.
I'm a little... I'm
Jennings, what? What's the problem?
Have you seen behind you yet?
Have you seen what?
Look behind you.
Oh, some of our friends.
Yep.
Some of our friends, Jennings.
Sure.
This is going to be a Foot Fetish Friday
for the ages.
For the ages. Yeah, when Davis loved the third, I think. Is that 97?
Jay, you're feeling pretty good about the night right now, right? You got warmed up a little bit by the missus over here. She's one of my favorite people.
We saw that.
I'm a little... You never know when you put something in Iggy's hands. when you ask Iggs to get something done, and it usually comes through. I'll say this. I mean, you say get four, he's got four, but it's going to be interesting.
That's what it's all about, because Jennings...
I'm into big jugs.
Right. Always have been. But
please.
We have another game, though. Three contestants, Blues tickets on the line. It's time for, Doug, who is Iggy interviewing? A new game here on the show.
I like it.
Who is Iggy interviewing? We need three contestants, Plowhawk, three contestants for Blues tickets for Saturday night, I believe. Am I right? Yeah. The prize is a pair of Blues tickets on Saturday for the Salute to Military Night. There's a Thanksgiving weekend of hockey with the Predators in town. Doug, the Blues are seeking vengeance.
Yeah.
On Friday, November 24th, and the Wild on Saturday, the 25th. Oh, that will be good. Plus, Jake Allen bobblehead night is November 29th versus the Ducks. Do I not have contestants? This is unbelievable for Blues tickets. I thought these Blues were a red-hot ticket.
Well, they are.
Doug, can you tell us about a new sponsor on the program? The STL Tax Lawyer. He is a new sponsor here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and we want to make sure we welcome him to the radio program.
Well, sure. Are you currently, here's the question, are you currently sideways with the IRS? I expect probably all of us could be. Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton and stltaxlawyer.com provide a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV or the radio. Don't get sucked in like that. If you have IRS problems, here's where to visit, stltaxlawyer.com today. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements. Thank you, Mark Milton, for being our newest sponsor.
That's right.
The Post has an all-inclusive Thanksgiving night party from 7 p.m. to the final whistle of the Giants-Redskins game. Enjoy an open bar filled with wings, turkey, mashed potatoes, corn, green beans, Caesar salad, cookies, plus domestic beers and well drinks. Before and after the open bar, you can get $2 domestic and wells, plus $3 you call it, premium drinks, beers, and shots all day. Doors open at 3 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Buy your tickets now at mypostup.com/events. Stay posted, my friends.
Doug, there were hailstorms in the St. Louis area on Sunday afternoon, and Lane House Construction is the solution if you had hail damage. From Festus to Troy to many other places in St. Louis, we got large hail on Sunday, November 5th, which even shut down traffic in Chesterfield. If the weather can take down power lines, imagine what it does to your roof. Beware. There will be strangers knocking at your door with offers to repair your roof. Make sure you use an A-plus rated and a local company you can trust like Lane House Construction. Whether you reside in Missouri or Illinois, Lane House Construction is an Owens Corning preferred contractor that offers comprehensive hail inspection and will go over the findings with you in detail. Experience matters with hail and wind damage, so put Lane House Construction's 15 years to work for you with complete roof repair. Mention this ad for a free ridge vent ventilation system. Call Lane House at 866-546-ROOF or look them up at lanehouseroofingandexteriors.com. Lane House, a local tried-and-true company you can trust.
Iggy, we might need your help on this.
No, I'm not seeing anybody that knows any D-list celebs.
You haven't gone anywhere. You're standing right next to the dude you know.
Well, this crowd doesn't really know a lot of D-list celebs, it doesn't look like. I mean, Blues tickets
are on the line. Go ask somebody, would you?
You wanna play a game for some Blues tickets?
He's asking the same five
people. Put that off.
Why not?
Is that me?
Yeah, let's get that guy up here. Come on.
First one he asked, he got.
We got one.
All right.
All right.
No, you're fine.
Plowboy's doing great work, Doug.
Oh, we got one guy.
All right, well, then he would be the default winner.
Anyone else?
Does she want to play? You want to play? All right, get down. Come on, get down.
Now, why all of a sudden you turn into Don Cornelius?
Come on, get down.
Lefty right, Jacksmere may want to play. He'll do it.
Oh,
Lefty Jacksmere.
Sure. Lefty.
Doug, this is one of your favorites.
Sure, well, yeah. Lefty.
He goes
one of the great email writers of our history. Yeah. All right, let's get our names up, Plowhawk. Doug, we have a lady. And
well,
your name
fine.
Is?
Raylin.
Raylin.
All right.
As opposed to Raylene.
Ben. And right. Your name is Ben?
Ben.
And that's Ben. Lefty Jacksmere.
Okay. I can tell him.
Hi, Lefty.
Raylin, how often do you listen to the show?
I haven't ever, I don't think.
All right, perfect. All right. That'll make the game a little more challenging, but it'll be wonderful. Ben and Lefty Jacksmere. All right. So the game
Thank you.
Who is Iggy interviewing? And it's a trivia game. You don't have to listen to the show to know, Doug. Blues tickets, are you a Blues fan?
I'm a huge Blues fan.
Huge Blues fan.
All right. Well,
who's your favorite member of the St. Louis Blues?
Tarasenko.
Tarasenko, number 91. All right, here you go. In the 1980s, she starred in horror and sci-fi films like Creepshow, The Fog, Swamp Thing, and Escape from New York. Oh, we have the clip first. Take a listen
Wait
here.
A jump in, Stinky.
He helps the cause twice the best of it. Take a listen. You'll get to hear a little.
A lady that I've been in love with forever, the lovely. How are you, dear?
All right.
I'm great. Thank you for that introduction.
I know who it is.
I don't know how many people saw you in Stag Movie, but that was a nude musical.
Yes.
And so you
God,
did some nudity.
To play the whole thing.
Hey, I'm not just going to take my top off to take my top off, but was it hard going 5 months and every night getting naked in front of live audience?
Okay,
that
Iggy.
Wasn't the hard part about it. The hard part was... Well, I was singing one song upside down on a raked bed, you know.
What? On a raised what?
Yeah, I didn't catch it. There's a lot of traffic in front of the restroom. Raylin, who was Iggy interviewing?
Any idea?
I have no idea.
I mean, you were probably born like in 95, even, right?
94, actually.
94, yeah.
But
94.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, so, all right, Ben, a chance for you to steal the point.
Anything, Ben? Anything at all? No?
Benzie.
No, Ben?
No, no one knows. No. I have a clue.
Okay, Lefty.
Well, Lefty's got a chance to get it before because he gets 2 points if he gets...
Terry Weigel.
Oh, no.
That's not a bad guess.
That's a great
guess.
Should
we give initials?
All right, you want a clue?
Yeah, give it.
All right, it's a clue that no one will get. That uncompromising, tranquilizing anything but tranquilizing right on, Maud.
Wow, that's not bad, Doug. Raylin, did that
help
you at all?
How about you give him the first name?
All right, the first name is Adrian. Adrian.
Now I see the time.
Anybody? The last
Adrian.
Name. Her name is Adrian Barr.
Oh,
hey. Yeah,
boy,
Jackson,
good,
got it.
Good.
Yeah. This guy knows. Yeah.
He's good. This
the guy.
Guy
knows his stuff.
There's
she
one
has
for
wonderful
Lefty.
Barbos.
One for Lefty.
A bad a chance for you to get 2 points because one
he
point
was all over that.
Number two.
This Saturday, you're going to see her not so badass. The name of the movie, The Pastor's Wife, this Saturday, 7 o'clock St. Louis time on Lifetime. We are talking about the lovely... How are you?
Hi, Kenny. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. You kind of remind me of Gene Tierney a little bit. Some of your characters, even Jawbreaker, comes to mind.
I based her on Leaver to Heaven. I based Jawbreaker on Gene Tierney's character of
Did
Leaver
you?
To Heaven.
So,
yeah,
so I'm not so
that.
Far...
That's very funny that you said that.
Well, I'm not so far off by saying you kind of remind me of Gene Tierney.
What was she in the 1940s?
What the hell was he talking about?
Gene Tierney.
I'm not sure they were in talkies.
Wow.
So we can jump ahead. None of them will know who they
are. Ben, you know who that is by Ben, Lefty Jacksmere,
no
or really no. Okay, all right. So the cat you have a hint.
Just blank stares.
Yeah,
right back at him.
All right, here's the hint. She was in Charmed on the WB and also was crushed by a garage door in the 1996 film Scream. Ben, the action is on you first.
Jack Spear feels good.
Anything, Ben?
Daddy?
Anything at
I
all?
I can't think of it.
All right, Lefty nothing. Jacksmere.
It's the broad that dated Marilyn Manson. What's her name? Rose McGowan.
Yes!
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Wow, wow,
oh,
wow.
Pretty good. Boy. Very good.
Look, the traffic into and out of the restrooms is
it really
amazing.
Is. Well, there's I may sell pretzels next time. She's the one that's in the news right now, right?
She is.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, Lefty Jaxmere, sure. The action is on you. Take a listen.
Go ahead and hit the lever, Andy. Go ahead and hit the lever, Andy.
Andy. Hi, I'm terrific. Thanks for that intro. I really appreciate it. I'm glad you're a fan.
I'm a big fan. It was actually a weekend for me because I watched Spread followed by the third season premiere of Hung last night. So it was a weekend for me.
Hey, thank you.
How are you supposed to know that? How are you supposed to know that?
Lefty Jaxmere, I assume you got...
I couldn't hear it.
No. It wouldn't have helped if you did.
No.
Now, Ben, all right, now it's time for a hint. She was once in a relationship with Ellen DeGeneres.
Portia de Rossi.
No, I'm sorry, Raylan, a lesbian relationship.
I'm not sure.
Ellen's first wife?
I don't know if they were married. Ben, an opportunity for you to get the point.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Who is it, Doug? Lionel Richie. It was Lionel Richie.
Anne Heche.
Yes, Anne Heche.
Oh, what about Anne Heche?
Great.
Point for me.
Doug gets a point.
I'll go to the Blues game.
All right, Ray Lynn, the action is on you. Andy, go ahead.
I'm an exhibitionist. I'm a bisexual. I have a cause. I have a reason to be here. I have a bigger agenda. I like having sex with people while others are watching. I like knowing that people are watching. So I am well suited for this line of work.
Wow, what a great answer. That Ray Lynn, does that ring a bell at all?
Not at all.
Ben, what about you? I thought you might... Yeah.
Blues. It sounded like a 90-year-old man.
No, it wasn't.
Well, that's actually the hint. She won the AVN Award for Best Actress in 1987. Iggy,
87.
Do you people listen to any of my interviews?
Did you say 1987?
Now, Raylan.
No one does. No one does.
Terry Weigel.
Nina Hartley.
That's correct. Wow.
Iggy.
Nina.
Iggy.
Still getting it done.
He whispered something in her ear, probably unrelated to the answer.
Ben, an opportunity for you here. Take a listen.
Father of the bride. How are you?
I'm doing great. I got her down the aisle.
You got an attractive wife. You got great kids, and they're making all this money, and you just get to play golf.
And I get to play golf? It's boys' night out at ballroom dancing.
Well,
wow.
Ben.
No, nothing.
Ben's been a tough
Caitlyn Jenner.
You are correct. Two points. Caitlyn Jenner. That was Caitlyn Jenner.
This lefty, boy, he's something. That's three for him. Three for lefty, one for Raylan, one for me.
That's correct. And our final question here. Take a listen right here. Go ahead, Andy.
Full circle. Just think when you were 21, who would have known you got naked with Tom Cruise and all the right moves, and who knew what was going to come with those two careers?
Because that was only my second movie, so that was a million years ago. And, I know. It's all full circle.
I really dig this gal, too.
Mm. Lefty Jaxmere, a chance for you.
Elizabeth Shue, that's not correct.
No, but I dig her, too.
I don't know who it is because it's not the one that I have in my list, I don't think. Or is, oh, it is? Okay, it is in order.
It's got to be the one that we have.
Nothing on Raylan. Ben, what about... Nope. Okay. No. Here's the hint. She kissed her own son in a popular 1980s film. She kissed her own son, not her real son, her son in the movie.
Maybe
in
a popular. Oh, I know.
You got initials?
The initials are L.
I see what you did there.
L what?
LT.
L Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor.
No. It's a female.
Oh.
Raylan, any?
No.
Ben, what about?
Okay.
First name, please.
Leah.
Leah.
Leah Thompson.
Yes!
Oh, boy, this lefty. Oh,
Lefty Jaxmere, congratulations. You have won Iggy Interview Trivia, and you've got two tickets to the Blues. And
well done, sir.
The team they are playing on Saturday night.
Yeah, boy, that'll be a good one. That'll be a good one. Doesn't matter who the opponent is. They'll come loaded for bear.
This early in the year, it's
going
to be big.
These Islanders may not win a Stanley Cup, but they'll upset some apple carts.
Yep. And now he gets to sign his release there right there with the Sea Monster. Well, Doug, that's going to put the Design Air 7 o'clock hour to bed. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Check them out online at the designairservice.com. And now we take a break and we get ready for a Foot Fetish Friday.
Oh, boy.
What they're saying is for the ages. Sir, you're ready. You're ready. Look at
he's ready.
He may get a little piece.
How many participants do we have? Iggy? Can you deep tease it for the audience? How many participants? Hold on a second. Cletus has just said, what's going on?
Mike Lee.
We have a late entry, and then he just ran away.
Well, anyone in the house gets a chance, don't
no,
they?
No, I went out in the crowd. We have two of our girls out of the four that were going to come, so I lose a milkshake to Jeff Cox.
You were going to put that in your pocket.
Well, I said four were coming. Two showed up. But I went out to the crowd. Cletus has one, and I have another lady in the back that's going to play.
Wow.
So we do have four.
And Scott Sprinkled Ballsack's wife is going to help you judge. Wow, that could lead to very hot activities.
What do you think, Cap?
Doug, I feel great about not only the show, I feel great about where we're positioned here at Johnson Edwards.
Look at the meat in front of us.
Big Al is staring us down from right in front of the men's room.
Feels like we've been here about 4 hours already, doesn't it?
It's TMA Live from Hot Shots in Edwardsville.